Mystery Theater.
I'm E.G. Marshall. I've never shared a rather common phobia, the fear of planes. It comes in all forms. Some worry about takeoff, others sweat out the landing. And, of course, in the last few years, the rash of one of the world's most heinous crimes has been the skyjack. I shut my eyes to them all. I prefer to react to that unbelievable moment when tons of steel are magically airborne, when the peace of in-flight transports you to another world, and the wonder of landing 3,000 miles away, if you fly against the clock, brings you to your destination almost before you took off. Still, there are times...
This is your captain, Deacon Barnett. We will be traveling for the next few hours till we reach New York, over water. We soon will be flying at 35,000 feet. Weather's clear. We should expect a smooth flight. Our ETA, estimated time
Stewardess
of arrival
Parsons.
At Kennedy
this
Airport,
is your jolly green
is 8 a.m.
Angie, get that glorious rear end of yours up front on the double with the manifest. Only do it as gracefully as you know how, and don't upset anyone.
What's wrong, Scotty? What do you mean, green
Angie,
copa?
Baby, don't ask questions. Just make like this is the army. Don't ask questions. Move. We are in mucho trouble. And don't forget that manifest.
Our mystery drama, Deadly Dilemma, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars William Prince and Patricia Elliott. Mucho trouble. Flight 801 out of a small South American republic whose struggle to be born has kept it much in the news. Flight 801, headed for New York. A long, long flight, already 2 hours underway. What kind of trouble? Mechanical or man-made? Certainly there are no signs of it as Angie Parsons, head stewardess, threads her way down the corridor of the half-filled plane.
Pardon me, senor.
Por nada. But speak English to me.
I just wanted to get past you, senor. Is there something you wanted?
A drink. Upstairs in the lounge. But now you are here. Won't you join me?
We can't drink on duty. Oh, do you want me to stow your briefcase for you?
No. Muy importante. It stays with me.
Oh, then excuse me. I have to get up front.
Yo estoy acongojada. Hasta luego, preciosa.
Hasta la vista, senor. Oh, excuse me, sir, but if you want to light a cigarette... Oh!
I'm sorry. Did I burn you?
Well, yes. No, it's all right. But you can't light up here, sir. You're not in the smoking section. There's the lounge. Or we could move you back.
No. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. I lit it without thinking. I'll put it out. I'm sorry I burned you.
Hostess?
Yes, sir?
Here, this is in... No smoking section. Someone lit a cigarette.
It's all right, sir. He's put it out.
Ah, muchas gracias, señorita. I hate to complain, but I am a doctor, an obstetrician.
Uh-huh.
And my patients don't like it either. Besides, I have asthma.
Excuse me, hostess, but do you think I could get a glass of juice or water would be all right?
You travel first class, sister. The least you can do is have juice. I'll send one of the other girls with it. Now, if you'll excuse me, the captain just called me to the cockpit.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be any trouble.
Oh, no trouble. I'll take care of it right away.
Miss Parsons just brought in the manifest now. That's right.
I'll run a check on it with you right away. I'll get back. 801 out.
Angie! Angie, what took you so long?
You said to make it casual and not to alarm anyone. What gives, anyway?
Take the ship, Scotty. I'll brief Angie.
Right, Skipper.
Let me have the manifest.
Here you are.
We got a problem, Angie. Nice king-size headache. I don't want to hand any part of it to you, but I've got to. Do you know any other passengers aboard this ship?
Well, a couple of people I recognize, regulars, guys I've met on other flights, salesmen, you know.
Good. We'll check them off in a minute. First, let's concentrate on a Señor Ramirez and group. First class, last minute boarders. You got them?
Yes, sir. Like four. I guess all seem to know each other. Seated A, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ramirez, Perez, Ramos, and Marcos.
Check. That's like Smith, Brown, Jones, and Martin. Ramirez is Señor Simeon Aguilar, the new presidente of the troubled republic we took off from 2 hours ago. The rest of the guys are his security guards.
But why would the president of a country travel on a commercial airline?
Angie, honey, they've got internal problems in that little country. Even the leading seltzer couldn't settle down. He's not our main problem.
Yes.
I just got a security flash from control that we may be carrying some political nut, a mad bomber, an assassin. A guy who could be ready not only to blow himself and El Presidente Aguilar to kingdom come, but the rest of us with him. I'm not quite ready for that.
Me neither. Angie and I are just about ready to announce her. Oh, well, hell. Who has engagements anymore?
You got all my sympathy. Just fly the crate and let me concentrate. We've got to check through that manifest and narrow this down.
Why don't we just kick out a couple of engines and pretend we have to make an emergency landing?
Scotty, we're dealing with a nut. Anything out of line could trigger him. And we don't know that there's anyone like this aboard. It's only a tip.
How about having one of El Presidente's guards make a tour of the plane and see if he recognizes anyone?
Forget it. If he did know the guy would know him. And that would start the fireworks. Besides, if the other side really sent out a martyr like this, he's either someone they wouldn't know or in disguise. Look, let's take this step by step.
Sure, Deke.
Let's start with the manifest list.
You have it right here.
Now, this never came up for me before. But can you tell from it when each passenger booked passage?
No, you'd have to get that from the ground.
They'd know.
Sure, it's all computerized.
Hold it a minute. Control, this is Captain Deacon Barnett, flight 801. Request urgent info, priority 1. That's right, urgent. I receive first channel, all bookings made on our manifest list prior to... Hold it. Angie, what's Ramirez's first name and his crew?
Jaime Ramirez.
Jaime Ramirez.
Hernando Perez.
Hernando Perez.
Arturo Martinez and Irving Marcos.
Arturo Martinez and Irving Marcos. Check me back soonest. Now, while we're waiting, let's check off your regulars. Or anyone else you think you can clear. This may be all a big nothing, but if it isn't, we'd better pinpoint this guy. Or that's what we're all going to end up. Thanks, OB. I'll be in touch. And for heaven's sake, you keep in touch with me. 801 out.
Well, what's the story?
Well, between booking dates, Angie's eliminations, and a couple of million-mile oldies, it pretty well narrows itself down.
How many?
7 plus 3.
Well, what's that mean?
Well, first off, the president and his 3 bodyguards. We know they're armed.
I wish I'd insisted they check them with me.
Well, can we count them out? I mean, aren't they his boys?
I'll take the chance we can. So, that leaves...
Sister Teresa of the San Andreas Mission, returning after 3 years in the field. Her sponsor, Monsignor Carey of the Ohio Diocese.
She seems clean enough, if she is the sister herself.
She has a big carpet bag, old-fashioned, with her.
Well, that's a bit suspicious.
Oh, not if you saw the sister. They go together. She must be 70 if she's a day.
What about this doctor?
Dr. Alkanis? I don't know anything about him except that he doesn't like smokers. Either because he's an obstetrician or because he has asthma.
Oh, come on. There must be some lead.
I don't know. Mr. and Mrs. Jacobowitz. They went to visit their son who's with the Peace Corps. Jim Hart. He's a mousy little schmo. He's the son of the Hart banking family. Some kind of archaeologist or paleontologist or something.
So what about this Senor Ramos?
I don't know anything about him. Except he is like the doctor and the nun.
How's that?
Well, wherever they go, they hang on to the bags they have with them. Doctor's bag, briefcase, carpet bag. Which doesn't necessarily signify anything.
No, not under normal conditions.
Except if you had a bomb, you wouldn't move anywhere, would you? Without having it exactly to hand.
I don't know. I never had a bomb.
Well, where do we go from here?
Yes, that's my little red wagon, as my father used to say. I'll check him out.
How?
I don't know. Very carefully. How long would I have, do you think, if this scare is for real?
Not over half an hour. I mean, if I wanted to total this plane, I'd do it over open, deep water, like about half an hour from now. I'm leveling, Angie, because what else can I do?
You couldn't just deck us or make some sort of deal?
Well, this isn't a skyjack. This is, as my Nebraskan father used to quote from the good book, Armageddon. This man means to kill. And he expects to die in the Gotterdammerung. Like Hitler. If he exists. I mean, let me remind you again, this is only a tip. We don't know for sure.
Then what should I do, Deke?
Okay. I'll level all the way. I'm sorry to dump this bath of blood on you, Angie, but I can't do it. I'm too obvious. Same goes for Scotty, or any officer. You're just going to have to hunt them down one by one.
Well, I think we could narrow it down a little further. The two guys in the Million Mile Club, I've seen them on almost every tour I've flown. The Jacobowitzes, they're sound asleep under the same blanket and holding hands. She doesn't even have a handbag. I put it up in the locker.
Okay, they're off the list as of now.
The Hart kid. He's an heir to millions and a mouse. He's so nervous flying over water, he can't even light a match properly. Damn little fool burned my hand.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, it's nothing, Scotty. No, Deacon, unless one of the president's personal guard is a fifth columnist, it has to be one of three. The doctor, Senor Ramos, or Sister Teresa.
If it's anyone. That's the damn part of the whole thing. If I was sure this was more than a tip, if it was a fact, I could ditch this plane so fast nobody outside of this control room could handle the shock. Then when I pulled out, we could be ready to grab the guy while his brains are still scrambled. But that's almost as dangerous as a bomb itself. Busted eardrums, heart conditions.
Now, you know that isn't the answer. Angie, honey?
Yes, Scotty?
You can handle it. Now, check out those three. And if they're clean and nothing more comes up from ground control, we can all treat it as a false alarm. Right, Chief?
Way I figure. But don't take too much time, Angie. Soon as we're over deep water, it would be the time for anyone who wanted to do away with the president for sure. Like I said, you got about 30 minutes.
I think I'll start with the doctor. This burn gives me an excuse to get him to open his bag.
Happy hunting.
Just take care, babe. You're kind of important to me.
It works both ways, Scotty. But everyone on this plane is important to someone. We don't want to let anyone down.
Play it cool?
No. You know how it is. It's always jitter time when you visit a doctor. I just wish I had a better reason to see this particular obstetrician.
Now I join the rest of you as terror begins. And even if ground control is only passing on an unfounded, as yet, threat of disaster, I would be as conscious as Deke that there is on board the president of a country racked by revolution, where feelings of repression run so high that even ordinary people are no longer rational. I'll be back shortly with Act Two. The human being is a remarkably adaptable animal, but you can only adapt to what you know. How do you adapt to a situation which may not even exist? Which is stewardess Angie Parsons' problem as she begins with Dr. Salvador Alcani's obstetrician and possibly the opposite of his chosen profession, possibly a man with some kind of bomb destined to have nothing to do with birth, but the sudden and terrible death of nearly 100 human beings.
Everything all right, Signor Medico?
Signorita, you are very kind to single me out.
It's my job. Can I get you anything?
No. No, I must find my own way from now on.
I beg your pardon?
Of course, that is a strange-sounding statement. I must explain. So I don't want to. I have just lost my wife of many years.
Oh, I am sorry.
You are muy simpatico. I knew that the moment I came on the plane.
Why don't you take that heavy bag off your lap? Put it beside you on the seat. We have plenty of space.
Oh, I suppose it is very foolish. I hang on to it as some kind of symbol. A discredited one.
Beg pardon?
The symbol and remaining function of all my life.
Why?
Oh, the secrets one divulges in the clouds of the night. My wife died of cancer. And all our skill could not save her.
I am sorry.
And so am I. But that will not bring her back, so I aim to work at destroying that and the other ills of society that brings me to your country for my own personal reasons.
What reasons?
Those I keep to myself.
Why don't you let me take your bag and make you a bed across these three seats? You could sleep.
No, I cannot sleep or rest. And the bag, I hold on to. But you mustn't waste any more time with me. As a persona, I am nothing. As a doctor, I see only a magnificent specimen, a most beautiful woman in the full thrust of her health, as the young should be.
Oh, the young can get in trouble.
You?
Year before last, I was skiing. I hit some powder snow on a downhill run, dug in, and broke the ulna bone in my leg.
I'm sure it healed as good as new.
Better than this burn on my hand, which one of the passengers gave me accidentally.
Okay. A burn. Oh, let me see. Ah, see. That is a nasty little burn. Let me see if I can help. I find you something here. It is an analgesic, a healing balm. So, maybe no blister, and at least nothing to hurt.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Doctor, but I'm not worth the trouble.
Any individual is. No. Let me see. Yeah. So, there we are. Oh,
thank you.
Strange thing, this world, is it not? The only thing that is really important is the individual. For the rest, it could disappear in a cloud of smoke for me at the soonest moment.
Ah, Signor Ramos, did you have your drink?
Yes, I did. In fact, I was, in Americano, I had two doublets.
Doubles? In so short a time?
Well, I am one big bad boy, no? Well,
that's up to your conscience.
I see. But better a short life than a merry one, no?
No. Why not a long life and the same?
Muy simpático. And there is no one sitting here. Why don't you join me?
Don't you want to get some sleep?
Sleep I can get any time. Company of a beautiful woman is at best a lucky accident. Almost everyone is asleep. Cannot I plead? Is that a good word? That you join me? I brought some brandy and a glass down with me. We could share it.
Well, it's against rules still. Why don't you give me your briefcase and I'll put it on the seat behind you so that you can move over and I'll join you.
No problem. I move to the window seat to make room.
But your briefcase would...
Por nada, I keep it with me.
Is it so precious? What's in it, the crown jewels?
What it contains is my business, senorita. But what would a pretty mariposa like you care about business affairs, eh? Let's drink to what should be only between a man and a woman. Love, aventura amorosa de la corazón.
Oh, you'd better use both hands to pour your brandy, senor. We might hit an air pocket.
Oh, I'll take my chance. Did not you when you sat down here with me?
I just wanted to be sure you were all right.
Oh, you mean you think I drink too much, huh? Hey, I'm celebrating, my dear. Celebrating a new era. Death, in a sense, but a new birth.
What do you mean?
All in this such a, the right word?
Yes, or briefcase.
Ah, si, briefcase. In this day, excuse me. It is the end of a long, hard struggle. But I have brandy. It is good for sleeping, for stopping the mind from racing, for finding a little peace. Well, I am so suddenly cansado. Muy cansado.
Señor Ramos? Señor? Out like a light. Let's see if I can... Oh, there. That's it. Señor? Hasta la vista, amigo. I hope this thing doesn't have to be carried at just the right angle.
Oh, hostess.
Yes, sister.
I was wondering about my orange juice or whatever you have.
I'm so sorry, sister. Teresa, isn't it?
Sister Teresa.
I just have to take this to the captain and then I'll bring it to you.
No hurry. We are taught to be very patient, you know.
Well, what's the word, Angie?
Oh, not the doctor, I don't think. He opened his bag without any hesitation, and all that seemed to be in there was, you know, stethoscope, blood pressure thing, bottles.
Any one of which could be nitroglycerin. Half a pint at this altitude would blow us to shreds.
What have you got in your hands?
I took this briefcase from Señor Ramos. I suppose I ought to be insulted. In the midst of making a pass at me, he fell asleep.
That doesn't sound like any mad bomber.
Just the same, I'd like to get this out of my hands. He says it contains the secrets of a new tomorrow.
Any sound from it?
Here, let me listen. It's quiet as a grave.
Oh, that's a great simile. Don't open that. Take it in the galley, Scotty. Put it in the sink. Fill it with water. Make sure it's well soaked before you open it.
Okay, Skipper. Will do.
Any more word from ground control?
Not really, Angie, except they don't think it's a hoax. They don't report the source. The information seems reliable. How about the nun? You checked her out yet?
No, she's the last. Because it's so ridiculous. A little, round, wrinkled butterball who could have been everybody's mother.
Your little, round butterball may turn out to be a Peter Lorre in disguise. Getting over wide open sea, and I'm getting the jitters. Better take care of it now.
I have a good excuse. She asked for some orange juice.
Yeah. Wish we could slip a Mickey in it, just in case.
Oh, just one thing about the doctor, Deke.
What?
I tried throwing him a little curve just to see if he checked out.
What do you mean, the curve?
Well, it was when he noticed the burn on my hand and wanted to fix it. It's nothing, of course, but it was a great excuse to get him to open his bag.
Yeah, we've been over that.
Except for one thing. After I got him engaged in conversation, I told him about something that once happened to me.
So?
Well, I once had dreams of being a U.S. ski champion. I was way in over my head, and one year on a giant slalom, I blew it but good and was lucky to come out with nothing more than a fractured tibia. I said to the medico that what I broke was the ulna bone in my leg.
And he didn't react?
Well, he was busy at the moment, and besides, we do have different language roots.
Not in Latin.
Oh, I don't like it, Angie. We've got to cover that, just in case. Okay, not your worry. What the hell, we're on automatic. I'll send the flight lieutenant back to ride herd on the doctor. Till we get, gods be willing, some more definite news. Groundside.
How's it going?
Well, what do I answer to that, honey? I'm a grown man doing a ridiculous and possibly destructive thing because a voice on the pipe threw the fear of God in us. A plain old briefcase, and I'm soaking it in the sink.
If the plain old briefcase contains a bomb...
Supposing it doesn't contain a bomb, are our faces red?
Scotty, what's the word?
Well, the airlines are going to have one plenty mad customer named Ramos.
What do you mean?
Ah, the poor guy. His briefcase is filled with nothing but blueprints and a mock-up of a new kind of sailing vessel that doesn't use a helm.
No rudder?
That's right. It's a main centerboard plus a rear centerboard with a kind of a tiller that controls both. It's pretty hard to tell. It's all washed out after the soaking.
Well, never mind that now. Airline will compensate him. Maybe back him, who knows? The big deal is that this rules out him as our bomber.
Two rights.
So that narrows it down to the nun, if that's what she is.
Well, I guess, unless the doctor has some nitro in a bottle.
Oh, you can rest easy about him. I sent Billy back to sit behind him. Can't make a move without Billy laying a hammerlock on him.
But how about Angie?
She seems pretty well able to take care of herself, especially with a nun.
Unless the nun isn't a nun. Deke, what the hell am I going to do? That's my girl out there, and there are 84 people on this plane.
Knock it off. I have some dependents, too, beyond our passenger list. I mean, who wants to get killed in some senseless way that has nothing to do with any of us? I want you to take over the ship. I'm going to take a small deck cruise and see how things size up.
Why can't I do that?
Because your girl is right in the middle of this.
It's just the point.
You're too closely involved. Look, we've been a team a long while, Scotty. You let me handle this. I won't let Angie come to harm, any more than you would.
I guess you're right.
There's nothing like a neutral observer when you don't know whether a war is in progress or never had to happen at all.
Captain Barnett is right, of course. This may still be a normal flight, upset only because it has left a country boiling with unrest. Still, the political implications are threatening. There is on board the plane a man who, from the moment he acceded to power, had to be marked for possible death. The terrible thing is that the projected manner of his death is such that if El Presidente is to be assassinated, so will everyone else on Flight 801. I'll return shortly with Act 3. Half an hour out from the South American continent, headed roughly north-northwest for New York, Flight 801 cruises serenely at 35,000 feet. Almost all her passengers are asleep. And under normal conditions, half her crew might be. But this is a special flight. Flight control has alerted them from the ground that there may be a maniac who, for political reasons, is ready to blow the great 747 out of the air.
So nice of you to bring me my orange juice. My mouth was really quite dry.
I don't blame you, Sister Teresa. It's a long, tiring flight. Do you mind if I sit with you for a moment?
Not at all.
I'll take your bag and put
it... Don't touch it. I'll hold it here in my lap.
It'll be perfectly safe.
It's safe where it is, and it isn't all that heavy. Please sit down.
You look so uncomfortable. Can't I?
No, I want it this way.
You must have something very important in there.
I do.
Really? Church relics?
Not exactly. Why would you ask that?
Well, you have been with a mission in South America. I thought perhaps you might have discovered some relics to bring back with you. I mean, since you're so protective about the bag.
Relics? Yes, in a sense. And I am protective about it.
You're going back to New York?
Oh, dear me, no. My diocese is in the Middle West. I imagine I'll be assigned to Cleveland.
For heaven's sake.
I hope so.
No, I didn't mean that. It's my hometown. I was born there. You know Cleveland?
Oh, yes. I spent several years there before I was sent on my mission.
On the east or the west side?
On the east side.
Anywhere near Cleveland Heights?
Why do you ask?
Oh, well, that's just where I was born. On the corner of Huff and Euclid Avenues. I think I remember there was a big convent.
Oh, I come from a very small order. We don't live in a convent. Just one of those big old houses, you know.
Near the playhouse?
Beg pardon?
I said, is it near the Cleveland Playhouse?
Not far from there. Do you have the time, my dear?
Why, yes, it's a quarter to one.
It gives me 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Why yes, to tell my beads, you know. To say a little prayer for all of us.
You're quite sure you don't want me to take that bag for you?
Very sure.
I've never really seen one quite like it.
It was my father's. Really quite roomy. It was just the right size. They were called carpet bags, you know, because they were made out of carpet.
Why, you're right.
Don't touch it, please.
I'm sorry. I was just interested. Is it lined inside or just the back of the carpet? I'd love to have a look.
No. There's nothing to look at, really. Nothing you'd want to see.
Well, I'm really quite interested.
Well, I'm sorry, but it would embarrass me to open it. What time is it now, please?
It's about 12 minutes to.
Cockpit, co-pilot's me.
Oh, this is Deke, Scotty. Everything all right with you?
As steady as she goes. Where are you?
The tail galley. Any further news from ground control?
Not a peep. What's doing out there?
Your girl is talking to the nun up in first class. I'm going to stroll by on my way back and check things out.
Yeah, and for Pete's sake, don't leave her alone with me. Hold it. Flight 801. Co-pilot Scott speaking. What? That's for dead sure? Good Lord. Look, I think we got her. Keep your fingers crossed we're in time, or you're going to be out one plane, crew, and passengers. Deke, that was control. The tip is confirmed. There is someone aboard with enough nitro to blow us to kingdom come.
Maybe it's the doctor after all.
No, it's a woman. It's got to be that nun. And Angie's with her. Deke, you've got...
You fly the plane, Scotty. I'll handle this.
Anything wrong, Captain?
No, just stretching my legs a little.
Are we over deep water now?
Yeah, just passing over the Antilles. We'll be in about 10 minutes. Don't be nervous.
I won't be. Oh, what time do you have?
11 minutes to 1. Why don't you put your bag under the seat and take a nap? Oh, excuse me, I'm needed up front. Bill,
Yeah, Captain.
Don't say anything. Just follow me and back me up, whatever I do. Close the curtain, Billy.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, Captain. The sister and I are having a nice little chat. This is Sister Teresa.
Hello.
Our captain, Deacon Barnett, and our flight engineer, Bill Stokes.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you, Sister Teresa.
Now, me too, Mom.
Well, we don't often have the pleasure, and may I say, the protection of a nun aboard?
I don't very often get to fly, and this is the first time ever in first class. I've never been so far up front.
Well, how would you like to go all the way?
I beg pardon?
Oh, I meant, how would you like to be our guest in the cockpit and see how we fly one of these monsters?
Oh, that would be very exciting.
Well, then consider it an invitation. Here, I'll take your bag for you.
Oh, no, I couldn't leave it.
I'll watch it for you. I'm on a rest break anyway.
No, I'll just carry it myself.
She's very attached to it, and she says it isn't as heavy as it looks.
Oh, very well. Whatever the sister wants.
We old ladies get so set in our habits. Oh, what time is it?
10 minutes before one.
It'll have to be just a short visit. I must be back in my seat by one.
Well, whatever you wish. Bill, if you'll escort Sister Teresa, Angie and I will follow.
I'll go first, Captain, so I can open the door.
I'm following you.
She's got some kind of box in that bag.
It's her. Control's confirmed. When I grab her arms, get that bag away from her. But don't open it, okay?
Roger.
Let's go.
Oh, my. All those instruments. It looks as though there would be enough to take you to the moon and back. How can you ever... What are you...
Grab the bag! Kenzie, help her, Bill!
No!
I got it!
No, don't!
It just came open. There's no catch on it.
What's inside?
Oh, it's an animal carrier. Oh, there's a cat inside. I can see
Please,
it.
Please, Captain, you're hurting me. Mm-hmm. I know it's against all the rules, and I'll have to do penance for it. But I couldn't think of poor Tommy riding back there in the luggage compartment. 20 years we've been together, Tommy and I, and I had to have him with me on his last journey. Besides, I wasn't sure the air people would allow him on the plane at all.
Oh, why not?
Because he's dead, you see. He passed away to his final reward before I ever got him on the plane. I was taking him home to bury him in our little convent garden. All the nuns loved Tommy, and he did them. He'd want to be near them.
A dead cat. Oh, it'd be funny if... What the devil are we going to do now?
Maybe I should have taken poor Sister Teresa back to her seat instead of sending Bill back with her.
No. I need you to go over that manifest with me again. Scotty, got a cigarette?
Oh, yeah, here.
Thanks.
I'll light it for you.
Hold. Here, give me those. Women with matches are a positive menace.
What do you mean?
Haven't you ever noticed? A man always strikes a match towards him. Women always strike them away from him. I've got more spark burns. What is it, Angie? What's wrong?
The burn I got from the guy who's listed as James Hart. That's the way he struck a match away from him. And come to think of it, he has a kind of strange voice. He could be a woman.
I think Angie's got it, Deke.
Yeah, he was just asking me when we'd be over deep water.
Look, gotta work fast. Scotty, are we on automatic?
Yes, Skipper.
Give me one of your socks.
What am I?
What? Don't ask questions. Angie, get me a bar of soap.
Okay.
I'm not taking any chances. Man or woman, I'm gonna cold cock that bird. We can apologize later if we made a mistake. Okay, Angie. Above and beyond the call of duty. I'd have brought Bill, but I'm afraid two uniforms might alarm him.
It's okay. After all,
hold it. Everything all right, Sister Teresa?
Oh, yes, except what are you going to do about...
Oh, now, don't you worry about that. Angie and me will take care of you.
I know you will. I'd say you have all my faith, except that I owe that to someone else. But I do trust you.
Thank you, Sister.
Let's go. You go first. Stop at that seat before his and find some excuse to be busy.
Okay.
Once I'm past him, pow. And you grab that bag.
Yes, sir, Deke. I've got you. Here goes. Oh, you don't have a pillow. I'm sorry. Let me help you get a little more comfortable. If you'll just sit forward a moment, I can...
Is it 1 o'clock yet, hostess? I've got to know if it's...
Grab the bag, Angie. Grab it fast.
I've got it. How about him or her or whatever it is?
Out like a light.
You didn't.
No. That's the value of the sock pacifier. It just sends you off safely for a short while to never, never land. Well, better her, him, than all the rest of us.
You get rid of it?
Yep. Enough nitro to blow up the Elizabeth II, let alone us.
Who is she?
She's Hart's twin sister. She belongs to some way-out organization. Got her locked back there in one of the galleys, screaming about fascists and the CIA, and I wish she was ready to die to stop exploitation and colonial... She's all the kid is crazy. She'd actually have killed nearly 100 people to get rid of El Presidente, who happens to be a middle-of-the-roader. The best thing that's happened to his country in the last 100 years. Scotty, give me a cigarette. This one I'll light myself.
Honey. Honey, are you all right?
Yes, sure. That was... Did you see the way Deke struck that match? Away from him.
I did? Well, how do you like that? No, I was so sure.
Piece of luck for all of us, you were.
I don't know. It's 1 o'clock.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Sister Teresa is telling her rosary. She said she'd be praying for all of us. I think it was a lot more than just luck.
Chance or the positive power of prayer. Figure it how you will. The important thing is that Flight 801 is safe, and all its passengers and crew, and poor old Tommy, is headed safely for his last resting place. I'll be back shortly. Felicia Hart received a suspended sentence and was remanded to a psychiatric institute where there is some chance that she may make a recovery. At least she identified the group of revolutionaries who had talked her into the terrible act she might have committed. Their organization was disbanded and the members banished. Scotty and Angie were married with Deke as best man. Oh, incidentally, Deke Barnett has given up smoking for good. Our cast included William Prince, Patricia Elliott, Earl Hammond, Ian Martin, and Hetty Galen. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.